It's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is DC 101, Anne Arundel County Schools, opening 2 hours late today. That's the only change we have in the school openings today. Anne Arundel County Schools are 2 hours late today. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Right now, 34 degrees at DC 101 with the grease man feeling just a touch. I just got the urge to go dancing down at Knuckle Junction. I don't know what it is. It's kind of, I feel like writing somebody a citation for 56 miles an hour. And that's a sure way to get someone ticked at you. That's a sure way. Just write them a ticket for 56 miles an hour. Just watch the fun begin. They called me Mad Dog McCoy when I was on the force. I was always down at Turnle Affairs. They were all, oh my God, I can't believe you ripped the man's head off. What was your probable cause? My probable cause was I didn't like his face. That was my...
Anyway,
let's pick up the phone here before I get in trouble. Hello, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm a man, buddy. I'm a man.
Yeah?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, listen, my wife is 7 months pregnant.
Oh, jeez, I'm so sick of that baby stuff. Put her on.
Hold on.
You know, there's some bits you can do that you just, after a while, you want to put your fingers on your throat and gag. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Vicky.
Vicky, you pregnant, huh?
Yeah.
Are you excited about it, or are you ambivalent?
I'm excited.
First kid?
Excuse me?
First one?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
21.
21, already going to be a mama. That's so ridiculous.
No way.
No, you think it's great to be a mama at 21?
Yeah, why not?
You got a whole life ahead of you. You got to be schlepping this kid with you now?
Oh, it's great. Come on.
It's great. What's great about it? The kid's going to lie around defecating all over himself. He's going to gurgle. He's going to be so dependent on you for every second of every day. And I bet you, you're people of modest means, so you won't be able to hire an immigrant to take care of him, will you? Huh? That means you'll have to do everything, every stinking fecal matter-laden diaper, every vomitous belch, every colicky drool, you'll have to wipe up. And then, when you want to go out for dinner, that's out of the question. You want to go to the movies? Out of the question. You want to go on vacation? Out of the question. But no, you have your kid. Oh. You fulfilled your desire for motherhood. You fulfilled this mindless urge to procreate that we as a people seem to be possessed with.
No, it's great. It's a wonderful experience, I think.
What's the wonder? Your belly distended and stretched. Huh? Your cooter cavernous. Cavernous. Let me show you how it's going to sound the next gynecological examination you have. The doctor's going to go, boy, that's incredible. Boy, that's incredible. You'll say, you didn't have to say it twice. He'll say, I didn't.
Oh, you're terrible.
Sorry, darling. I just feel that sometimes people have kids too soon. You should wait a little while. How long have you been married to your husband?
9 months.
9 months, for crying out loud. You don't even know if the marriage is going to take. And already, look at you.
Oh, come on.
You're going to grow up and you're going to wonder what other men are like. You're going to wonder what life is like. You're going to wonder what you passed up. You're going to meet other women that have traveled the world and gone places. What have you done? You stayed home and wiped the poop-covered tuchus. Well, let me, and you laugh about it. You laugh. Put the phone to your belly. Slam the phone to your belly, for crying out loud. Tempted not even to play gentle music this morning. I should play Itagata the Vita or something. Wipe that baby up front and center. I mean, for crying out loud.
Oatmeal this morning.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be angry with you. It's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. I didn't ask to be born, but I'm glad I am. I'm glad mommy didn't wait. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm a baby. I'm glad I'm gonna be around.
Shut up.
You shut up. You're just bitter because you don't have any children. You don't have anybody to bounce on your knee. You don't have a little boy to play softball with and take up fishing. You don't have a little boy to teach everything you've learned. You're gonna die old and alone. Nobody at your deathbed. You'll be there craving a son, someone to hold you and say good luck, Pop. We'll meet again up yonder. But no, you'll be alone in St. Elizabeth, vomiting on the floor.
Hey, I'll have my funny little honey. She will be by my side. She will take me to eternity. I shall shuffle off this mortal coil in her sweet arms.
Well, don't you want a little baby like me?
Well, maybe if I could be sure my baby would turn out like you, I'd have one.
Look at how cute I am. How could you resist me? I have little dimples and a little smile and teeny-weeny feet. Look at these little feet I have. Let me stick one out.
Oh, look at that little foot. Goochie, goochie, goochie. Goochie, goochie, goochie. All right. If I can have a baby just like you, I'll have one, all right?
Okay. You're not mad anymore?
No.
You're not bitter anymore?
No.
You give me a little kiss?
All right. I'll give you a little kiss. Excuse me, ma'am. Give your baby a little kiss, yeah.
I can't get my head on.
Hey, maybe I can get
Hey, I want a kiss.
I'm trying to kiss you, but I can't get to you.
Come on.
All right, how about if I don't kiss you? Let me just lick the tip of your nose. How about that?